Welcome to today's Vrenčka Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to talk about the very latest from the Pella City Council.
Well, Mike, certainly a busy week at the Pella City Council meeting with a lot of infrastructure projects. And one of the big ones will be a road reconstruction project for one of the main corridors near Pella Regional Health Center. What was approved by the council this past meeting in regards to Jefferson Street?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And what you said, the city council did approve a construction contract for the Jefferson Reconstruction Project. And the contract that they approved was just shy of $436,000 with Pella Concrete Contractors for the reconstruction of Jefferson Street. And to orientate the listeners on the geographical area of the project, what we're talking about is the reconstruction of Jefferson Street from Hazel to East 2nd, and as you said, Pella Regional Health Center is just to the north of the street. Now, it is important to note, as a part of the reconstruction project, Andrew, we will actually be widening the street from 26 feet up to 31 feet as well. And then in addition, with the street reconstruction, we're also going to be replacing the existing water main underneath the street. Existing water main is right around 8 inches in diameter. We're going to be replacing it with a 12-inch main, so we should see an increase in fire flows as well in the area, which is always beneficial. Assuming that we can get the notice to proceed and get the contractor on site by early August, we're hoping to actually get this job done by somewhere between mid-October to mid-November, somewhere right in around that range if the project goes well.
A lot of work also going in the electric department, and underground conversion has been a big topic. Washington Street's project's going to be undergoing throughout the rest of the summer. Talk about some of the future plans for underground conversion.
As we have an opportunity, as the listeners may or may not be aware, but we're currently in the process and we will be starting the project very soon as far as converting an underground conversion project on Washington Street. And we're currently anticipate starting later this summer that conversion project, which will be from East 1st all the way up to Hazel Street, where we'll be placing the existing distribution system underground. What we approved last night was an amendment for an engineering services agreement with DeWild Grant and Record in the amount of $27,400. And really the purpose of that amendment was to expand the Washington Street conversion project to include portions of Franklin Street. Now, the geographical area that we will be included in the project on Franklin Street is really on Franklin Street east of East 3rd, and it's approximately three blocks of north and south portions that abuts that area. Now, as a part of the project, it's important for listeners to understand when we talk about placing the distribution system underground, that's one component of it. But also, we're going to be increasing the voltage on those distribution lines. Currently, those lines are at a 4160 volt voltage. We're looking to go up to 12,470 volts on the distribution system. So between the combination of placing it underground, those distribution lines underground, and also increasing the voltage on those lines as well, we believe reliability should significantly improve in this area. We're hoping to have the engineering done on the project by early October, and assuming that we can get that done, we're hoping to actually amend the contracts on that to include this area in this construction season. And if that we're able to do that, we're hoping to get the city's portion of the project done by the spring of 2016. So hopefully that'll give the property owners some time to get their conversion projects done as well. But again, it's just continuation of the city's overhead to underground conversion projects, and roughly we have about 85% of our distribution system underground. Obviously, getting this area taken care of will be another key item for the city and our plans to convert all of our existing overhead distribution system to underground.
And speaking of electric work, Mike, something a little bit bigger at one of your distribution centers. We've talked about it previously. That project is moving ahead as well. Let folks know about the West Electrical Substation and some of the improvements coming up and the next step that was taken this week.
What the City Council did is we approved an engineering services agreement with DeWild Grant and Record for just shy of $73,000 for engineering on the distribution side improvements for our West Substation. And to get the listeners up to speed on the West Substation improvements, what we're talking about with the West Substation is some reliability and redundancy improvements on the distribution side of things. And currently, this substation, which is located out by our diesel plant on Washington Street, currently services a large portion of the city. In fact, the customers that are west of Main Street, north of Liberty Street, are generally serviced by this electrical substation. This area also includes the Walmart commercial area, the Westport commercial area, as well as Boston London, and includes some of the city's collector well system as well. So a lot of load is currently served out of this area. Currently, this area is all served by one existing transformer. What we're looking to do with the distribution improvements, Andrew, is we're actually looking at reconfiguring an existing transformer that we have on site that's currently dedicated to our diesel plant. We're actually looking at reconfiguring that transformer so it is capable of serving distribution load. So at the end of the project, what we'll be doing is the customers that are currently served by this area will be served by two transformers. Therefore, if we have problems with one transformer, we'll be able to service and switch loads over to the second transformers, hopefully be able to restore power very quickly to customers in this area. The second thing that we will be doing is currently there are five distribution feeder line projects that come out of this substation. We're going to be adding two new feeder line projects that come out to break up the load and segregate the load as well. And that's just due to the growth of the city.
That concludes today's Wrench Guy Village. Let's talk Pella. Pella's best value in retirement living.